Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, it's just a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. It's 10 years that the family of Stacey Peterson has gotten up every day, I'm sure, and thought about their sister without the closure that any family should have in a tragedy and a travesty like this. There is a benefit coming up. We wanted to alert you to it, but also remind you that the family still grieves 10 years later. And Cassandra Kale, Stacey Peterson's sister, joins us this morning. Good morning, Cassandra. And as always, whenever we talk, I just remind you, I'm so sorry about your loss.
Thank you. And yeah, it's been a long 10 years.
How is the family holding up? I suppose it's good days and bad days, right?
It's just like an emotional roller coaster. It keeps going along.
So this benefit that's coming up, this is more, you know, this doesn't have to be some big morbid thing, because even in her young life, there's a lot to celebrate. So it's a celebration of her life. Am I understanding it correctly?
Yeah, it's going to be a 10-year celebration of Stacey's life, and then all money raised is going to be donated to a sonar team, Team Water Sonar, who's been there since day one, helping with a lot of the searches for my sister on the waterways.
Yeah, I remember their active help in that. By the way, is there a search that still goes on? I don't know the status of that. Did the authorities still do a search, or have they shut that down, or what's going on there?
They still do searching, and you know, they do their own tips and leads and stuff like that. And me as a family, I conduct my own searching and follow tips that I get through email or through my Facebook, and just keep carrying on.
I was going to say, Cassandra, you still get a lot of clicks on Facebook, and you still have a lot of volunteers, correct?
Yes. You know, everybody's out there always willing to help, or, you know, if they think of something or had a dream or they have a crystal ball and they think of something, you know, I always follow up on it and go out and check.
Have people been mostly decent about this? You know, we live in an era where the internet can be incredibly helpful and incredibly unhelpful as well. I guess you probably have seen both.
Yes, definitely. I've definitely seen both.
Do you get a thicker skin with that over the years, or is that more of a good days, bad days thing too?
It has its ups and downs. I mean, but I've learned to deal with it, you know, better since it's been so long.
Who's there for you? Because it seems like you've taken a front position for years on this. Who do you go to when you need a little relief?
I don't really have anybody. Stacey was the only person I ever had to actually go to. So I'm just toughing it out all by myself, I guess.
Well, it can't be easy. And certainly, you know, you're doing a wonderful thing for your sister's legacy here as you go forward. Stacey's celebration of life. Family and friends and those who never met her gathering together for food and sharing photos and memories. And it's October 29th at where is it in Bolingbrook?
It's the Levy Center in Bolingbrook. It's a banquet hall.
I don't know where that is. Where is the? I mean, I thought I knew.
Is it West Side? Is it West Side, Cassandra, of Bolingbrook?
Well, you know, I don't really know. I just have the address.
Oh, it's Canterbury Lane. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Canterbury Lane. Yeah. So Google it up. Levy, the Levy Center. On Sunday afternoon, October 29th, from 2 to 5, including a short service at 4 o'clock, and celebrating her life. As we said, tickets are incredibly reasonable, $15 per person. Kids 10 and under are free with a paid adult. There'll be plenty of food and raffle baskets. And can people still donate things to you, or you're pretty much all set?
Yeah, they can still donate. I mean, the more the merrier. They can reach out to me on Facebook, or there's stuff. There's links on Stacey's Facebook as well. I actually just met with a lady last night, and she donated a raffle basket. So
very nice. Yeah, very nice.
Cassandra, is there anything new on the investigation that you want to get out there? I know you mentioned earlier still volunteers, the Facebook, waterways, anything else that we should kind of be looking out for and to help in any way?
Not really. I mean, it's just I'm relentless, and I'm never going to stop until I bring my sister home.
Optimistic, pessimistic, somewhere in the middle? Is that where you live?
Optimistic.
That's great. It's pretty impressive after 10 years. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah.
And again, your Facebook address is what?
You know, you can go to Stacy Peterson. That Facebook is, I run that as well, or mine, Cassandra Kales. And I get messages on there through Messenger as well.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on, and we wanted to help you publicize this again. So go there for information in case you're driving and can't write this all down. But frankly, it's not that hard to remember. Sunday, October 29th at the Levy Center in Bolingbrook on Canterbury Lane from 2 to 5. Good luck with that day, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
You know, I can't imagine.
Oh, it's so hard. 10 years, Steve.
And this ridiculous high-profile way of you know, losing your sister and having to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, the best-case scenario is you just want an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, 6:52. Mary, come back and do a little traffic, will you?